Like I said, I love the spring. My favorite, spring and summer. Just in the spring, I like to see when everything's turning into green. You know, the changes in nature and things. And like I said, you get to notice things growing, sprouting, and you know, exciting. You get to go outside, and I love outdoors. You know, one of the reasons I think that we must remain connected to a family of believers, one of the reasons that you and I need to be connected to a church, a Christ-centered church, is because we tend to forget who we are. Many times we tend to forget who we are in Christ. And you know, 2020, you know, it was a tough year in terms of the pandemic and so many things. And you know, you and I, you might be going through a storm right now. Maybe it has nothing to do with the pandemic, but it can be financial storm, relational. We all go through trials and tribulation. And sometimes when we are going through those trials, we tend to forget who we are. And it's almost, we need somebody to remind you, hey, you know, you're strong, you're better than this. And so I think that's one of the importance, one of the most important things to keep in mind is that we need to belong to a community of believers to remind each other, hey, keep running, keep moving, keep doing this. That's where the church comes in. That's the importance of belonging to a family of believers in which you are always reminded of who you are in Christ. Like I said, let's face it, we live in a world in which we battle so many different things daily. With everything that's going on in the world right now and in your life personally, sometimes you might be tempted to throw in the towel and just give up, don't you? Even though you might be a follower of Christ, we all get tempted. Maybe we all had enough. When you tell yourself, I mean, one of the challenges, I'm looking at the text, when you talk to yourself, when you tell yourself, I am a follower of Jesus, what do you mean by that? When you say, I'm a Christian, what do you mean by that? I follow Jesus. What does that mean? Have you ever thought about? I mean, most people will say, you believe in Jesus? Yeah, I follow Jesus. But what does that actually mean? You know, maybe you have a definition, but when I go to the scripture, and that's what I want to do this morning, what does it actually mean to be a follower of Christ? You know, if you were to do a poll, a statistic, I mean, most people in America, they profess that they believe in God, they believe in Jesus. But I still ask the question, what does that mean? You see, the Bible gives us plenty of illustrations or imageries to help us understand what it means to follow Jesus. Once you made that decision, say you choose to follow Jesus, the Bible will give you a lot of illustrations, and I want to use one of those today. One of the illustrations the Bible talks about to depict, to portray who you are in Christ is the word new creation. You are a new creation in Christ. And the text is in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you got your Bibles there, go with me, 2 Corinthians 17. Paul is the writer, and he's writing to the church, reminding the church who they are once they decided to follow Jesus. This is who you are now. Now, I know that many times you get up in the morning and you do not feel like a new creation. You know what I mean? It's almost like, I don't know what the new creation is about, but today I got up and I don't feel like a new creation. We all go, but the Bible does say that regardless of how you're feeling, you are a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, therefore, if anybody is in Christ, check this out, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has become. A Christian, I don't know how you define the word Christian. Who is a Christian? This is a definition from the Bible. A Christian is someone who is in Christ. So the Bible says you are a new creation in Christ. Somebody who's in Christ. In other words, a Christian is somebody whose identity now is found in Christ. But what does it mean to be in Christ? I'm glad you asked. This is what it means. You know, this is grammar right here. In. You know, in Christ. In is a preposition used to indicate inclusion, location, or position within limits. For example, today, right now, you are in a building. To get here, you got in a car. That was your location. Before you got in the car, you probably were in the kitchen or in the bedroom or in the bathroom. You know what I'm talking about. Like, that's in. So that's the sphere where you find yourself. That's the realm in which you are located. So when the Bible says you are in Christ now, you are in Christ. Just like you were in a bathroom, in the kitchen, in a room. So in Christ. That's your location now. So which tells me that at one time in my life, I was out. I was not in Christ. You know what I'm talking about. So, but now, once you decide to follow Jesus, once you were baptized into Christ, you find yourself in Christ. That's the sphere now. That's the location. That's the inclusion. That's your position now. Now, there's so many benefits because you are in Christ. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are where? In Christ. So you're not judged by God. You won't have to face the wrath of God because you are in that realm. You are in that position. You are in that location of Christ. You need to be there, because if you're not, then the wrath will get you. So there's no condemnation. There's no judgment for those who are in Christ. But you see, they had to be in Christ for no judgment to come. In Christ. So a Christian is somebody who's in Christ. That's the location. That's the inclusion, position where you find yourself in. Galatians 3:28 says, here is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There's no male or female, for you are all one where? In Christ. So every time you read in the Bible, you're reading in the New Testament, and something says like you are into Christ, by Christ, in Christ, through Christ. All those are prepositions. And prepositions indicating your inclusion, indicating now where you find yourself, the sphere, the realm, if you will. That's where you are right now. So whether you feel it or not, when you get up in the morning, you're still a Christian. You're still in Christ, even when your back hurts. Or even when you might not get along with you, you're still in Christ. And Paul says, I love that this imagery, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old has died, the old has passed away, and look, everything now, the new has begun. Before you knew Jesus, you and I had a different identity. Before we were in Christ, you and I operated by a different sphere or realm or location, which is called the sinful nature. You know what it is. We all deal with that daily. If you don't believe me, some of us, that when we're driving on the road and somebody cuts you off, the sinful nature just want to get out of you. You know, and it's almost, some things want to hold it back, because sometimes, like, you know, it's like, because there's a sinful, the way that you used to do things, the way you used to operate versus now you are in Christ. Christ is giving us a new identity. And so the Bible depicts, the Bible portrays that as you were here and now you're there. So if anybody is in Christ, it's a new creation. So now you're the new creation in Christ. But before you were in Christ, we operated by what the Bible calls the sinful nature of the flesh. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 tells us our previous condition before you and I found Christ. You know, you're not born a Christian. You had to become one. You know, I can testify like that because my dad's been a pastor for 50 years. I was raised in the church, but that does not make me a Christian. The same way, not because you decide to move in your garage doesn't make you into a car. Not because you go to Burger King, that doesn't make you into a burger. So not because you go to church, that doesn't make you into a Christian. It's important to go to church, but that does not make you into a Christian. You had to choose. You had to decide. And so when you decided to follow Jesus and you were baptized into his name, that's when the new identity began. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 says, as for you, talking to the church, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. You notice that you were dead in. See, you see the preposition? So that was the realm where you were at. You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to walk when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. This is the condition, location, that all of us used to be in before we got to know Christ. How do you get to know Christ? You know, we're talking about once you say, oh, another thing, the Bible calls that the new birth. Remember when John chapter 3, Nicodemus is talking to Jesus, and Jesus said, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again, born of the water and the Spirit. So when you have faith in Jesus, you say yes to Jesus, then he gives you a new identity. And you know, it's important for us to understand that because we are really struggling in our society with this idea of identity. People apparently don't know who they are anymore. They don't even know if they're a man or a woman. You know, there's so many things out there, and the Bible says you are a new creation in Christ because your identity now is doesn't depend on what you feel who you are. Your identity depends on who God says you are. And you always want to have an identity crisis until you adapt and so you embrace your new identity in Christ, that you are a new creation. This is why when you become a Christian, the Bible says that you make a transition from death into life, from darkness into light. Notice, this is where you are. You were before you knew Christ, and now he brought you from death, deserving wrath, to a blessing now. You made a transition from darkness, the realm of darkness, into light. That's what the Bible says, that Christians are called the children of light. Now, I know that sometimes we struggle and we behave like children of darkness when we are already supposed to be here. And that's going to be a constant fight because this nature doesn't want to go away. You know, even though we're already a new creation in Christ, he's always pulling us. And you know, and sometimes somebody tempts you and you just want to go swing. That's the nature. And guess what? Nobody had to teach you that. It comes in the package when babies are born. Do you notice you never had to teach a baby how to get angry? You always have to teach, be nice to your sister, be nice to your brother. Because my friends, if we're honest, being nasty to people and things is part of us. That's the sinful nature. And now God wants to give us a new identity in Christ, that we're always nice to people. And when somebody does evil, we do good. Mm-mm. When somebody does evil, we want to just revenge. And you see how Christ is having all this transformation. He wants to develop in us this new identity. And Paul is reminding us constantly, if you are in Christ, this is who you are now. Love one another. Serve one another. This is your identity. You know, what Jesus preached, it was radical, man. I mean, he says, when people say bad things about you, pray for them. You want to say, Jesus, are you serious, man? To pray for those who persecute me and talk behind my back? Are you serious? New identity. You know, and this is why he's calling us, man. And because you are in Christ, you are a new identity. He said, the old has passed away. The old has gone. The new has begun. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. The moment you come out of the water of baptism, that's what the Bible says, that new identity is bestowed upon you, is given. And you have an imagery. Paul, again, writing in Romans 6, verse 4, he says that we are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk, check this out, in newness of life. So we too can walk in a new life. So this is where you are right now. This is where Christ has placed us. If you are in Christ, if anybody is in Christ, Paul says, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has started, has begun. You are a new creation in Jesus. The old has died. Now, it's interesting because it was God's plan and purpose to make us a new creation. Look at verse 18. In 2 Corinthians 5:18. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. When I was preparing the sermon, I realized, man, I began to just write down information, and I say, I'm going to have to do a sequel. I'm going to have to do a part two to the sermon because There's another verse, and to unpack it, so this is like who we are, and I had to later on talk about what you're supposed to be doing once you're a new creation. So, who you are in Christ, a new creation. The old has passed away, the old is gone, the new has begun. All this is from God. So it was God's plan and purpose to develop, to make the way for you and I to be made a new creation. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You know what Paul is talking about here is what Jesus Christ accomplished at the cross. You notice the word reconciliation? For that word to make sense, it has to be a problem somewhere. Reconciliation is almost synonymous of restoration. So for you to have to be reconciled to somebody is because you were at war. You were at odds with each other. So that's what we were before we met Jesus. We were enemies of God, the Bible talks. Why? Because of our sinful nature, because we operated by a different standard, not necessarily God's standard. So we were enemies of God. We were deserving his wrath instead of his blessing. But then through Christ, because of Jesus, God reconciled us to himself. It's almost like Jesus on the cross grabbed humanity in one hand and God on the other hand and says, you guys can be friends now. You guys can be at peace with one another. You guys can be reconciled to each other. That's what the Bible called Jesus is the mediator. You know, mediator. Mediator is a referee between two fighters. You come between them. Jesus Christ literally became the bridge by which you and I can go to God. That's why, go back to the Romans 8. Now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Because he made it possible that God will look at you and me and says, they're holy, they're sanctified, they are my children. You see, all this is from God who through Christ made it possible, reconciles to himself. He provided that transition from the old life, from the old self to the new self. From darkness into light, from death into life. He provided the way by which people can make new, by which people can be made new. A way for people to be saved and be at peace with the Creator. Jesus' death accomplished that. He brought reconciliation, restoration to our relationship with God. You see, my friends, regardless of where you are, or regardless of what you're dealing with right now in this world, or regardless of what goes on in this world, you must remember who you are in Christ. Because often we forget. You're not the only ones. The God's chosen people, the Israelites, forgot many times. When they were facing war against the Philistine, somebody had to come to remind them who you are. You are the children of God. Why are you afraid of some giant that comes to challenge you? He doesn't know the God you worship. Regardless of who you are, the Bible calls you and I a new creation in Christ. This is where Jesus Christ has placed us, you and I, to walk in newness of life now. This is your identity. And your identity, again, is not defined by what you feel like it, or is defined by your Creator. He made you. He made you into his own image. And you see, your identity is not defined even by the government. Your identity is mainly defined by God himself because he's the Creator. Our life depends on him. And you see, as Christians, you see, it's a new birth. Now he has this new identity in Christ, the realm of Christ, the location. And we are to operate like Jesus. This is what a Christian really means. Like that Jesus almost has to live through us. That Jesus is reflecting how we do things. That we love people the way Jesus loved people, that we serve people the way he served, and then that's how the new idea. I mean, I picture God saying, wow, at a boy, at a girl, that's how you do it. Because you are a new identity, and we make him as a father proud how we live our lives for him. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry or the service of reconciliation. My friends, you are a new creation in Christ. And like I say, I don't know what you're going through right now. Might be a storm. Remember who you are. Remember, Simba's dad had to tell him that. But he didn't even know. You're supposed to be a king. And he didn't think. Remember who you are. You are new in Christ. Even if you got up with a pain today, you are new in Christ. Would you pray with me? Father, we give you honor and glory, and we thank you, Lord, for loving us and providing for us the opportunity to be made.